difference anymore.
We'll make sure of exchange on the next dome removal tool.
Bob, I'm just taking a breather.
Okay, we're watching you.
That was a strange one, Gene. Did you see how I mangled that thing?
Yeah.
Okay, RTG is out. Don't trip.
Wouldn't think of it.
Okay, where was I? I gotta go back and get the drill if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir.
And then I'll be caught up with the TGE. Okay, Houston. The RTG is inserted.
Okay, yeah, copy that.
That is. Bob, I'll give you my word. Before we leave here, I'll make sure that the SRC is closed.
Okay, copy that. As long as it's got only an inch or two showing, it should be no problem. That looks fine.
Well, I gotta put something on it to get it down to that part.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, that came out like a dream. Man, does this make the low when you go... Come on, baby. SDQ bay doors are closed.
I copy that.
And I'm checking out the cosmic ray. Cosmic ray looks good.
Beautiful.
Oh, I snuck a quick peek at the drill and it does work. What in the world is that? That's rock. That's rock. Got his VHF on, I think. Hey, you might tell Ron we can hear him.
Command module is over the landing site.
Okay. Drill LMP seat. With seatbelt. Bob, you still with us? Okay. The outfit is put together in a barbell mode. And Charlie Duke, I have checked it. And it is locked. Hello there, Ron. If you read, we're reading you.
Walking.
Okay, more and more. What's that?
Says you can walk more slowly than you started out anyway.
Bob, the text rate, some of these rocks that I believe are the Gabbros have a texture not unlike a welded tuff, but I don't think, I know they're not, but they've got some model characteristic to them I haven't yet figured out.
Schmidt, carrying the all set about 100 meters east of the limb. Cernan will drive out to the LSEP site in the rover.
I say that, Jack. That looks like a big rock out there beyond.
That's the one we were talking about earlier.
We believe you now.
Stick to loader dust covered fenders. One more try. I think it'll stay for an indefinite period of time right now. Not bad for you being close. Can you see me, Bob?
We're watching Gene right now. You disappeared out of sight a long while ago, Gina. Hey, you just came into sight again, Jack.
Hey, let me in that room. There's this point of heat flow. I'm going to. I'm looking for a place away from craters and rocks. That's why I didn't land up there. Okay, I think I got a place. And I think it'll also give you a spot for the neutron flux that's sheltered from the RTT.
Okay, you say you have a place like that, Jack?
Well, pretty much, I think, Bob.
Okay.
Let me work on it here a little more.
Okay, and right now you're about 10 minutes behind the timeline, Jack.
I'm only going to spend another minute if you're on the fender. We'll catch up. I never thought I'd be out here doing this. Well, I tell you, Nino. Okay, I'm going to go back this way. Central Station can be near a crater. It'll be pretty good. That'll put the lean right out over there, which is probably all right. The perimeter out over there, which is probably all right. Try to put your drill holes a little too close to that rock, though. Bob, ask Mark if he's worried about rocks as much as craters.
Okay,
I've got a rock about 2 meters in diameter, partially buried. That one of the probes may be near.
Stand by. Fine here.
Well, it could be with 10 feet.
Okay.
Well, I can move a little more south, I guess.
Okay, and Jack, it seems like about you're about 3 meters from the rock. That's no problem.
Okay. Okay, this is it.
Okay, copy that.
I tell you, the block... See, the sun... this way. South of the east. Okay. Yeah, shoot. Well, it's just about impossible. Bob, it looks like the probes are going to be in a shallow depression. I'll try to improve that a little. It's not a real crater. It's just a shallow depression.
Stand by. Stand by on that, Jack, a minute. That may be okay. Okay, shallow depression is all right, Jack. Don't worry about it.
A meter deep.
That's okay, Jack.
Okay.
Say that.
Alrighty. It looks pretty good to me.
Okay, good enough.
Just, Bob, it's really in detail. The meter and half meter scale relief is a little more than we can stand here for a good sight. But I think this will be alright.
Okay, copy that. We're ready to press on with LSF Interconnect. And Gina, how are you doing on that thunder?
Bob, I am done. If that fender stays on, I'm going to take a picture of it. Because I'd like some sort of bending award. It's not too deep, but tape and lunar dust. Please don't hang in there together.
Okay, copy that.
Well, let's hope. Keep your fingers crossed, and I'll be more careful around the fenders.
Okay, copy that.
Bob, I'm going to do one other thing real quick here. I got to dust my visor off. Gee, you want me to do that? No, I can do it. I just do it right here. I only have to do it in a couple places right in front of me. That didn't do much good, did it? Someone should have told me that. That just really screwed it up. Okay. Bob, you might ought to be thinking of a good way to clean that visor when I get in the cabin.
Okay, we'll put someone on that.
Okay, elevator equipment check. Flanges are open 100%. TV set state is on. Step receiver antenna nav cable. We got 4, 5, 6, and 7 on the charges. TGE, I got 3 measurements complete. I got the drill, the bag, and the neutron flux. The TV camera, I'm taking it away from you.
Okay, Roger.
Sorry about that, Ed. Okay, mode switch is going to 1.
We'll lose the picture while Gene Cernan drives the rover out to the ALSA site. Get a picture back very shortly after he's parked the rover.